Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Friday evening, April 17, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor, Isabi Maxwell. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Network news breaks. SunTex Enterprises, Inc. reports restructuring completion and simplified capital structure. SunTex Enterprises reported a completion of its operational restructuring and simplified capital structure with no outstanding debt or convertible instruments. The company submitted a corporate action seeking approval for a shareholder dividend tied to a diversified portfolio of operating businesses. SunTex aims to scale its subsidiaries through organic growth and acquisitions. Tara is the worker of Active Growth and Business Partners, Personal Cause at XPL, and On Sale at Sales at Most Profits, just as a consumer of Uprising plans through all operating upcoming in business.
Maison Lux, Inc. announces progress on strategic growth plan and reviews international acquisition opportunity. Maison Lux, Inc. announces progress on its strategic growth plan, focusing on acquisitions to expand operations and create shareholder value. The company is reviewing an international opportunity in Greece with a production facility for pharmaceutical-grade products. CEO Anil Idnani highlights the importance of acquiring assets with growth potential in promising markets. Stay tuned for updates on new management and market insights.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels, Inc., NYSE, American, UUU are the first statement of Moners. UUURESEC Sum Sustainability Report, highlighting operational and ESG progress. Energy Fuels, Inc., NYSE, American, UUUR. Showcasing advancements in environmental stewardship, workforce safety, community engagement, and governance. The report highlights the company's commitment to responsible operations as a key domestic supplier of uranium, rare earth elements, and critical materials. Energy Fuels emphasizes initiatives in environmental management, employee safety, indigenous and community relations, and risk oversight for sustainable growth.
Mining News breaks Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSV MSE American. SVM reports record Q4 revenue and fiscal 2026 results, provides fiscal 2027 guidance. Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSE Americans may not be able to sell the U.S. to produce a Disney finite number of weapons on daily death and death. But the problem doesn't matter. Up 96% year over year, and full year revenue of $438.10 million, a 47% increase. Despite a decline in quarterly silver production, the company highlighted progress at the Quan Ping and El Domo projects, and an upgraded MSCI ESG rating to AA. Silvercorp processed a record 1.48 million tons of ore in fiscal 2026, maintaining stable silver equivalent output of 7.5 million ounces.
Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. has reached a significant milestone, achieving consistent underground production of 100 tons per day at its Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Mine, near Smithers, BC. The company has doubled its production crew with a second mining contractor, aiming to advance towards a target of 150 tons per day. Blue Lagoon has also completed three sales of gold and silver concentrates, totaling approximately US$4.10 million, and has opened a fire assay laboratory near Smithers to support operational decision-making.
Intica Systems SE, experienced transformation expert, joins the executive board. Intica Systems SE welcomes Mr. Frederick Erfurth to the board of directors as CRO and CTO, alongside Dr. Gregor Wassel. With 20 years of transformation expertise, Mr. Erfurth will focus on driving the company's growth strategy and transformation process. His appointment aims to enhance strategic repositioning and efficiency improvements within the group, particularly in the automotive and components industries.
ES Gold Corp is gearing up to start a drill program in May on its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. The company is also moving forward with mill construction and expanding its exploration efforts. With gold prices doubling since January 2025, ES Gold is well positioned to meet the demand for precious metals. CEO Gordon Robb expressed confidence in the company's plans for development and exploration.
Nephros expands strategic focus in Greater New York market with dedicated regional leadership. Nephros Inc. expands its strategic focus in the Greater New York City region by appointing Gaynett Cunningham as a dedicated regional sales leader. With a $25 million annual opportunity for filtration solutions, Nephros aims to capitalize on the region's healthcare facilities and aging water systems. Cunningham's expertise in healthcare distribution and infection prevention initiatives will drive growth in this critical market. The Iran war disrupts chemical supply for DRC's cobalt and copper miners. Ongoing conflict in the Middle East, particularly in Iran, is straining the supply of critical processing chemicals for cobalt and copper miners in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mining firms are facing canceled or withdrawn shipments of essential leaching chemicals, leading to potential production cuts as disruptions along key shipping routes escalate. Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc. expands beyond biotech with an AI robotics pivot, partnering with TechForce Robotics to develop a PDAOAI-enhanced GMP-compliant robotics platform. This move signifies a strategic shift towards integrating AI-driven compliance systems with advanced robotics for pharmaceutical manufacturing automation, showcasing the company's commitment to innovative industrial applications.
Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters, including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
Sycler shareholders approve all proposals. Sycler Technologies Limited shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual general meeting in Zurich. This includes the 2025 annual report, financial statements, discharge to the board of directors, and group management. Daniel Frutig and Konstantin Ryzkov were re-elected with appointments for the independent proxy and auditors. Sycor, a global electronic solutions provider, serves industries like medical, industrial, and aerospace and defense. Micron shareholders approve all proposals of the board of directors. In a recent development, Micron Holding AG shareholders have given their stamp of approval to all proposals presented by the board of directors at the annual general meeting. This includes a distribution per share of CHF 0.60, with re-elections of key board members for a one-year term. Micron Group, known for its innovative automation solutions, machining systems, and cutting tools, continues to drive industrial productivity for various industries globally.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura. Lafleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura Canada Limited. to support development of the Swanson Gold Dospet and operations at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec. The proposed facility, with no commodity hedging requirements, is expected to fund ramp up toward 1,250 tons per day processing capacity, with a pathway for future expansion to 3,000-4,000 TPD, aiming for a targeted first gold pour in the second quarter of 2026.
Frontieras North America Inc. launches new era for full coal utilization. Frontieras North America Inc. marks a significant milestone with the launch of a new industrial model focusing on full coal utilization. The company's innovative approach aims to extract the complete value of coal by utilizing its proprietary FAS Form TM process. Recent global energy vulnerabilities highlight the need for alternative energy sources, making Frontieras' technology a strategic solution for transforming coal into fuels and industrial products.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is strategically positioned to benefit from the changing landscape of fertilizer economics due to fossil fuel and energy pressures. By focusing on direct application organic fertilizer at its Murdoch Mountain Phosphate Project in Nevada, the company aims to tap into the growing organic and regenerative farming sectors in the U.S. market. Unlike traditional synthetic fertilizers, Nevada Organic Phosphate's model requires simpler processing methods, reducing its reliance on energy-intensive chemical processes. Rock breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. issues 353,035 shares for research and marketing services agreements. The British Columbia-based phosphate exploration company entered into agreements for equity research and marketing-related services, including research coverage and introductions to equity analysts, graphic design, branding, and website development. The company will issue the shares at a deemed price of $0.14 per share, subject to a hold period of 4 months and 1 day.
Over a long time, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.